And joining us now on the line is PGA Tour Network's Brian Katrick, live in Turnberry, Scotland, where he, of course, is covering the 138th edition of the British Open. And Brian, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Russ, good to talk to you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I guess good afternoon to you, as it's just after 1 o'clock there, actually 1:36 to be specific there in the afternoon. And Tom Watson going off in just about 45 minutes. Tom Watson in the final pairing with Matthew Goggin. Of course, Watson, the biggest story, no doubt about it, through three rounds of golf. 59 years of age. In fact, he will turn 60 in just 7 weeks, and he would become, if he were to get it done today, he would be 11 years older than Julius Boros was in 1968, oldest man ever to win a major. Can he get it done? Can Tom Watson get it done today? What kind of chances do we give him?
I think he can. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. If he was going to blow up, he'd have blown up already. Go back a couple majors. 74 to open for Tom Watson at the Masters. He was near the top of the leaderboard for a while, and then he blew up. He shot, I think, 80 in the second round, wound up missing the cut. But, you know, we didn't get to this part of the storyline back then, because obviously he hadn't won the Masters five times like he's won here at the British. But he started thinking, well, you know, it's a golf course that requires a lot of local knowledge, and maybe he's just crafty enough to get it around. Then he shot 80, and he just closed the book on that story. Well, this is a golf course that definitely requires a lot of local knowledge. You really can't overpower it. Power, not necessarily even a requirement. And he's been playing some great golf. And I think the big difference between this year with Tom Watson and last year with Greg Norman was that Tom Watson's played a lot of golf this year, and he's had a lot of good finishes. I think he's got four top 25s out on the Champions Tour this year. So, yeah, he believes he can. Why not?
Hey, Brian, I hear the crackle on your phone. How hard's it blowing over there today?
Not that bad yet, Pete. It's actually Chamber of Commerce weather as of right now. Of course, it's going to blow because it's Scotland. It always blows. But this is just a light breeze. Had a rain come through Turnberry, and it started to look like the British Open. That was a couple hours ago. But right now, we're at about 62 degrees, and it is sunny, and it's just a light breeze. Now, when you get out at 9 and 10, 8, 9 and 10, you get on that side of the golf course, you're certainly going to get blown upon. But back over here near the clubhouse, and you hear the cars going by on the road, because, as you know, that first hole is about 8 yards from the road, it's downright pleasant. I hesitate to say that, but it's a really nice day here in Scotland.
PGA Tour Network's Brian Katrick joining us here live from Turnberry, Scotland, where he is covering the 138th British Open Championship. And, of course, Tom Watson going into today's final round, one shot lead over Matthew Goggin and Ross Fisher. Before we take a look at some of the other players on that leaderboard, Brian, just one last thought on Watson. It seems like he is beloved over there. Peter, my co-host, mentioned this morning that he perhaps is the most loved golfer in Britain, and he's an American, but he has won five of these already, three more senior British Open titles. What's the kind of the flavor been over there this week with Tom Watson leading after the second and now third rounds?
Well, yeah, they're only just now starting to believe it, and you're right, he is beloved, and that's rare for an American, because they don't like Americans over here. If you look down this leaderboard, I think their order of priority, how the golf fans here in Scotland and really all the UK would like this to go, they'd like either Ross Fisher or Lee Westwood to win it. That'd be their first option. Any other European would be their second option. Tom Watson would be their third, and then a cancellation would be their fourth. and then maybe bring back the actual institute the 10-shot rule, let Tiger come back and play a couple of rounds in a row. That would be their fifth option. And then just, a rain out would be back to option number six.
Well,
Tom Watson is beloved, though, because he said all the right things. And you're right, he's won this tournament five times. He's treated them well over here. They've treated him over here very well, which is a bit of a rarity for an American. So they love it.
The rule of thumb in any open championship is the golf is first and the weather is second. We have great weather right
now. I'm not sure about that, Pete. Maybe the other way around. But this week, we've actually been very lucky. I mean, Thursday was beautiful. Friday and Saturday were, had moments that started to look like the British Open. Hey, Jim Furyk said it best a couple years ago. The weather over here is not all that bad if you can forget that it's July and this is the best weather they get. if you can put that out of your mind, then it's not all that bad for a November day. So you can play.
My first round of golf in Scotland, I looked to the caddy and I said to him, "What's the forecast today?" He said, Aye, you'll be seeing at least 3 seasons. I said, 3 seasons? He said, yeah, it won't snow this time of year.
And as they say, at Turnberry, if you can see Elsa Craig, it means it's a. Well, if you can't see it, it means it's raining. If you can see it, it means it's about to rain. So, but it has been a good weather week. Thursday, most people over there, Brian, were saying that was perhaps the best weather day they've seen in decades at a British Open.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know, it is what it is. The weather does change. That's the interesting thing. I'm standing in short sleeves right now, but I have got a bag at my side which has a laptop computer. 2 jackets and an undershirt. So, I mean, we're ready. One of the jackets is windproof, one of the jackets is rainproof. It just changes. I mean, again, the players, nobody in this field is surprised by this. That's the first thing that anybody tells you about coming over here to the British Open, Russ. And then the second thing is the food's no good. So, get yourself a food fix from somewhere else. And bring all of your clothes, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, that haggis is not supposed to be a great bite. Brian Katrick joining us from PGA Tour Network Radio in Turnberry, Scotland, covering the 138th edition of the British Open. Tom Watson, at 59 years of age, leading after 3 rounds of play, 1 shot ahead of Matthew Goggin and Ross Fisher. And as we take a look at that leaderboard, you mentioned it, the sentimental favorites, Ross Fisher and Lee Westwood. And going into today's final round, Ladbrokes has them as the betting line. Favorites. Tom Watson, only the fourth choice as far as the betting line goes. As far as major championship pedigree in that top 10, 3 other guys besides Watson have major wins. Retief Goosen, 2-time U.S. Open champion. Jim Furyk, who of course won a U.S. Open himself. And Angel Cabrera, a 2-time major winner, including this year's Masters. I would assume those 3 guys would be in the mix were Watson to falter. Who else, perhaps?
Well, I mean, I that's the big question. I liked Vijay Singh midway through yesterday, and then all of a sudden Vijay kind of backed up. I think you pointed at the group, Retief Goosen and Jim Furyk. If all hell breaks loose, and it's not going to be one of the first 4 guys, which by all accounts has got to be one of the first 4 guys. I mean, I can't imagine Lee Westwood and Ross Fisher missing a fairway today. They're not going to lose a ball today because these people will find a way to get that ball back in play. I mean, they love those two. I mean, the whole hopes and thoughts and prayers of an entire kingdom are on their shoulders right now. So one of the two of them, you imagine, is going to play well. Same situation in the last group. You can't imagine both of those guys backing up. Matthew Goggin's a great wind player. He's not afraid of the conditions. And, of course, you know, we've spoken about Tom Watson. But if it all falls apart for those guys, I don't think the tournament gets any farther out of reach than the group of Goosen and Furyk. They're not going to say more than 2 words to each other all day. It's not because there's any bad blood. It's just because they don't talk. It's a perfect pairing. 2 guys whose playing styles are about the same. They generally don't make the big mistakes. They generally don't hit it into a lot of trouble. Neither one of them tries to overpower a golf course. They're going to hit it in the same areas. Their pacing is going to be the same. Their demeanor's the same. I mean, it just should be a perfect pairing. And the only problem with that for those guys is that the weather's not necessarily bad enough right now. That, as we discussed before, though, could change.
Well, you know, you said they don't try to overpower the golf course. Furyk has no choice in that matter.
Yeah, I think he's longer than a lot of people give him credit for, but this golf course is bone dry, baked out, and running. And you can, even a guy like a Jim Furyk, can make some decisions. Hey, if I hit driver on this line, as opposed to a hybrid or some sort of an iron on this other line, I can pick up 40 more yards. Now, that's probably not a decision he gets to make an awful lot in the States, but because it will run for 30 or 40 yards out here, he will have to make some of those decisions that your Bubba Watsons and your J.B. Holmeses normally make. But yeah, that's not the kind of decision process he normally makes, and Retief's the same way. You know, if there's a safe play and a risky play, they both generally play the safe play.
We are just about 15 minutes away from the third to last pairing going off hole number one, Retief Goosen and Jim Furyk, the pairing that Brian mentioned will probably say less than 3 words to each other all day long. The 9-10 pairing, which of course is 2:10 p.m. local time, is Ross Fisher, the all-England pairing of Ross Fisher and Lee Westwood, and then the final group of the day going off at 9:20, 2:20 local time, with Tom Watson and Matthew Goggin. Brian Katrick from PGA Tour Network Radio, thank you so much for your time, Brian. Safe travels to you coming back to the States, and hope you have a great final round today.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.